My eyes snapped open as I sat up with a jolt. Taking notice of my surroundings, I was now in a diner, laid out in a booth.
You okay? Okay.
Looking over to my left, a woman sat at the diner's bar counter. Clearly a cop. Standard blue uniform, shining badge clipped to her breast. I turned my head back, checking my chest for stab wounds, but not a single cut, not a single drop of blood. I asked myself if the alley, those things, were all a dream. I slowly slipped from my mind like a faded memory or random nightmare. I pulled myself to the edge of the seat, planting my feet on the floor, taking a second to rub my face and shake the insanity from my head.
How do you feel?
Like I've been run over by a truck. But I'm all right, I guess.
Glad to hear it. You from around here?
No. I just came for a vacation.
Uh-huh. Are you the one I saw driving the Jeep?
Huh? Yeah. Wait. Have you seen my daughter? Short black hair. She's wearing a blue jumper. She just turned 7 last month. Her name's Cheryl. She was in the car with me before it crashed. She looked at me curiously, perking an eyebrow.
Sorry, but you're the only person I've seen in this town. What's your name?
Harry. Harry Mason.
Sybil Bennett.
Where is everybody?
I'd tell you if I knew, believe me. But from what I can tell, something bizarre is going on. That's all I know.
Wait, I'm confused. Aren't you a cop?
Well, actually, I'm here from Brams, the next town over. I've tried to touch base with my precinct, but the phones are all dead, and the radio too. I'm going back to call in some reinforcements. Unfortunately, my bike quit on me. None of the cars work, even with a hot wire. I'll have to go on foot.
We both didn't know what to think or say, but I knew I couldn't wait here any longer. I got up and made my way toward the exit.
Hold it. Where do you think you're going?
My daughter. I've got to find her.
No way. It's dangerous out there. I don't know if you've seen, but there are these rabbit animals or something out there.
In that case, I need to find her now. Cheryl's my little girl. I can't just leave her out there all by herself.
I'd prefer if you stay put and leave this to me. But something tells me you won't listen.
Looking at the ground, she brushed fallen strands of her short hair away from her eye, taking steps closer toward me.
Have you got a gun?
No.
Well, then you better take this, and hope you don't have to use it.
Sybil reached into a back holster and pulled out a pistol, putting the handle toward me.
Now listen to me. Before you pull the trigger, know who you're shooting. Don't do it unless you have to. And don't go blasting me by mistake. Got it?
Yeah. Thanks. Sybil. Her pink lips smirked as I reached out, gripping the gun handle.
You'd do best to stay nearby. I'll be back with help as quick as I can. Oh, and Harry? Let's keep the gun between us.
The bell of the door chimed as I watched Sybil walk off into the fog until I could no longer see her. Once again, finding myself alone. I holstered the gun into the back of my pants. I didn't know what to do next, so I figured the best place to start was to go back to the alley. I didn't know if it was all a dream, if I was really attacked in that alley, and I didn't know what would come, but at least I had protection now. I looked around the diner and saw something against a stack of dirty dishes. I walked over and found a nice shiny butcher's knife. I slipped it into my belt. Underneath was a tourist map of the town. I opened it up and found the alley. Finney Street. Reckless as it might seem to go back there, it was my only clue to Cheryl. At least, if it isn't just some nightmare. Why didn't I ask the cop where and how she found me? How I got here? Beside the map was a notebook. There was a message written on it which read, "Someday, someone may experience these bizarre events. Hopefully, they will find these notes useful." It was signed Travis Grady. It contained sketches and descriptions of creatures on each of the small pages. I continued to flip through the pad, but nothing like what I saw in the alley was in here. What's that? Huh. A radio? What's going on with that radio? I picked up the map and folded it, placing it in my pocket. I walked over to the far table where the radio sat hissing in the corner of the diner. I went to pick it up when the window behind me burst apart. I turned to look only to have the window in front of me smash open, glass shattering all around as some sort of winged creature crawled through, screeching as it pulled itself into the diner. Inside, it clumsily scuffled along the table as its claws scraped, scratched, and slipped on the surface. It stretched out its decayed wings and began flying around the diner, trying to attack me with its clawed talons and razor teeth. I was knocked back against the pinball machine. The creature dropped onto the bar and scuffled its way towards me. I pulled the pistol and shot the creature until it hit the ground. Creature's skin was like the leathery skin of a mummy. And the smell. This is not a dream. What's happening to this place? I couldn't waste any more time. I had to find Cheryl before one of these things did. I stood up amongst the broken dishes and glass and the body of the creature, using the pinball table to get my footing. I looked over and noticed the radio was on the floor, knocked over the table by this thing. I also noticed it was no longer making any noise. Was it able to detect the creature somehow? I grabbed the radio from the floor and clipped it to my belt. The chiming bell of the door signaled my exit as I left the diner and attempted to get a bearing of where I was. I saw a bus stop and made my way towards it. I stopped at the bus post containing a small map of the town showing I was already on Bachman Road. From the other map I picked up, I knew where to go from here. I stood in the fog back at the alley. The opening felt intimidating, like a giant gaping mouth waiting to swallow me whole. Even if it was a dream, the thought of what had already passed crossed my mind. I pulled the gun from my pocket and began my second journey into the alley. The shuttered gates, locked garages, and metal fences all made the area feel cold as the quiet hiss of the radio brought me to a dead stop. I could see the figure of a dog wandering in the dense clouds ahead of me. Unsure of anything, I gripped the gun tighter. I don't have a choice but forward. It was only a few steps before the hazy silhouette of the dog perked its ears up and began running towards me. I stood frozen as the radio grew louder. No, I don't want to shoot a dog. Dodging. The dog took a shot and smashed headfirst into a steel trash can, taking only seconds to get back up, charging back at me. The dog gripped my arm, pulling, tearing at me. Let go of my... Stop! 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 This dog already appeared like a festering, decomposed corpse. Skin and muscle peeled away from the bones, twitching as it lay in pieces of itself. The sickening smell. Cheryl. I stood up from the animal, unable to end its suffering, leaving it in a faded, quiet static behind in the fog. I gripped the steel of the first gate, pulling it open, and proceeded through. 12. 13. 2 bullets left. Without hesitation, I prepped the pistol again, holding it slightly higher rather than at my side. The blood dripping down my arm would only prove a distraction. Cheryl was all that mattered. Almost immediately after passing through the second gate, I came to a narrow passage where a collapsed wall now lay crumbled on the ground, obstructing the path forward. Papers were strewn all around the pavement, but they were familiar. I knelt onto the ground, looking at the papers. These were pages from Cheryl's sketchbook. I know these pictures. The cover. The picture is me. It's the first thing Cheryl drew when I gave it to her on her 5th birthday. No time to reminisce. One page sat in a small puddle. The red ink ran down the page from the water, but it was still legible. To school. This had to be from Cheryl. She might be leaving a trail. Either way, it was my only lead. I pulled the map from my back pocket, opened it up, and saw a school. Midwich Elementary School. The other side of town. Putting the map away, a steel pipe protruding from the ground caught my attention. I grabbed it and put the gun into my pocket. I returned to the entrance of the alleyway gates. The radio remained silent as I walked past the corpse of the dog, finally reaching Finney Street. Running off course, I took a small detour back to the intersection of Bachman and towards a convenience store that I spotted on the map. Inside, I looked for someone, but just like the rest of what I'd seen, no one was around. Shelves were knocked over and items were scattered around the floor. Not destroyed, but it looked like maybe a looter had already been here. Looking in the back, I found what I was looking for. A first aid kit. I pulled off my jacket and opened it up. The dog bite wasn't so bad once the alcohol cleaned it. I was grazed. A good chunk of skin was purpled and slightly punctured. The jacket took most of the bite. I grabbed the antibiotics and pocketed them while I walked back into the storefront. I looked at some food, but the meat sticks were rotted, so I wasn't willing to trust much. I grabbed open a soda and quickly ate an unopened energy bar. Maybe the only opportunity for some kind of nourishment. As I guzzled back the soda and antibiotics, a moment of normalcy presented itself, but quickly passed. Exiting back into the fog, I made my way back down Finney Street. From there, I could take Midwich Street all the way to the school, except I couldn't. The road was broken, demolished. Nothing but a gap of fog existing between it and the next street, which I could barely see. The gap was unjumpable. Even the sidewalks and grass had been torn from the ground. Part of a store falling in off the street. 11th Street. It was my only option unless I go back to Bachman Road, but this street was parallel to the one I needed. Maybe I could get across to the next main road. The street was populated by residential homes, each of them dark inside. As I made it past a couple houses, pondering which door to knock on, the radio began to quietly hiss. I clutched the steel pipe red tight with both hands as I continued forward. Looking to my right, a doghouse gave me a clear indication of what the radio might be detecting. I still wasn't sure to trust my life to the sound of a radio, but I'm not willing to ignore it. Once again, I was stopped as I spotted a dog walking through the fog. It appeared aimless, Was it a danger or just a normal dog? Right now, nothing seemed normal. I slowly kept walking, stepping lightly towards the grass, crouching behind the doghouse. Letting out a few breaths, I recomposed myself. I pulled the gun from my pocket and contemplated what options I had. Looking at the house next to me, it appeared empty, and risking knocking would... Shit. The dog jumped on top of me, pushing me down. I raised the pipe as it took a snap at my face with its jaws. The steel bar slipped into its mouth as I started pushing back, drool splattering on my face as I finally wrestled it off. And smacked it across the face with the pipe. As it stumbled, I took aim and fired the last two shots into the dog's skull. It flung back to the ground and began pushing itself back up. No, not again. I ran over, and before it could regain any strength, I hit it. Over and over. Lost in a demented rage of survival. The sound of its shattering bones faded into a numb silence as I stood victorious over this mutt. I stood in the grass and used the blood-soaked pipe to smash through the window and clear the glass for me to pull myself through, slide in, and enter the home.